Blog Talk Radio.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Shout it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Come on and shout. Yeah. Buffalo's happening now. We're on the moon now. The Bills are happening now. They're making it happen now. We've got the spirit. A lot of spirit, yeah. We've got the spirit. Just watch it happen now.
Carl, are you there?
Fuck you.
Yeah. I said, hey, look, I said I wasn't going to say a word about him, right?
No, you didn't. You just played the fucking song. Now, listen,
I did.
I sang along with it.
I kind of heard you back there. Okay. Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rock This Town Radio with TC. Tonight's a special night. We have Carl, the Steelers fan, as a co-host, and me, the Bills fan, as usual, and Cuddles the Cat, who's also a Bills fan. We're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in Pittsburgh. That's a 412. Good show tonight, Carl, right? Boogie Woogie?
Oh, absolutely.
Jive and
we've
jump
been working
blues.
On this for a while, you and I.
Yeah.
We've been planning this show for a while.
Yeah, it was supposed to be last week, and then this shit happened. Life got in the way. Work got in the way. Everything got in the way. But we're going to get right to it. I'm going to turn it over to Carl, who's going to be our boogie woogie man tonight.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically take a look at boogie woogie, which is a piano style. And it's very cool. If you take a look at the word boogie, that started there are some sheet music from pre-1900 with the word boogie. And then in 1901, Hoogie Boogie appeared as the title of published sheet music. And in 1880, the Boogeyman had occurred as a title of published music. And it occurs in the title of Sweatman's Boogie Rag. Now, none of these songs that I'm talking about are really boogie woogie. They're just mentioning the word. And Blind Lemon Jefferson used the term boogarooga to refer to a guitar bass figure in Matchbox Blues. And he may have heard that from Lead Belly. And that particular bass line then was basically transferred to the piano. Okay, and what we start here is that Texas is basically the birth of boogie woogie piano, and I'll get more into that as we go along. But first, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to two songs, and the first one is by Jelly Roll Morton, and it is the Boogie Woogie Blues. So go for it, Mr. TC, and get us started with
thank you.
And who you heard right there is Albert Ammons, and that dates from the 1930s. That's not the earliest, and neither was the Jelly Roll Morton. We'll get to that a little before that, a little later. But Albert Ammons, what I want to say about that is my folks, when we first moved to Bradford, one of the first things they got was a 78 player. And we got some records, and I started collecting 78 records. And in one of the first batches, I saw this particular piece, Boogie Woogie Stomp by Albert Ammons. And I knew what Boogie Woogie was, and I listened to it. And it's amazing. Now, one of the things about Boogie Woogie, it's all about that bass line. And there's a number of different ways to do that bass line, you know. And we'll get into that a little bit. But basically, it's octaves, and I don't want to get too technical. It's octaves and going up and down from the fifth, sixth, and seventh. But it's an amazing – I can't play it. I'm not that good. But, man, do I appreciate it. So what did you think of those two tunes, TC?
The incredible thing about that is these songs, you know, and specifically at that time, they were playing them as dance songs. You know, they played them in dance halls and everything like that, not knowing what it was going to lead to, because everything I got is basically comes from where you have. And Albert Ammons is really probably the most unknown, well-known guy out there. I mean, he played Glenn Miller. He played with all sorts of orchestras. So many people named him as an influence. And he probably, Jelly Roll Morton was probably an influence on him. The interesting thing about Jelly Roll Morton, if you read about him, historians are not too kind on him. I mean, they don't take away from how great he was, but he thought he was greater than he was. You know what I mean? He really tried to tell us, like he said, well, I invented jazz in 1902. It's like, well, no, you didn't. You know, you're so great as you are. Why do you have to try to, you know, make yourself even greater? Because, of course, Jelly Roll Morton is probably one of the biggest influences, you know, if you follow it back four or five generations on rock and roll, there was.
Oh, and, absolutely.
They're great. Go ahead.
That's the one thing about everything that we're playing today. You know, I'm going earlier than you go into the 40s and 50s, and then we get rock and roll. It all comes from this. All of it.
Yep. And it all starts down in the cotton fields in Mississippi and the back rooms of Chicago and, you know.
And as I say, in Texas, in East Texas.
And
New Orleans.
Where you're headed? You're headed to Memphis?
Memphis, yeah.
Influence. So if anybody, you know, says, well, you know, Def Leppard, yeah, well, guess where they got it from?
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely that. Okay, I love your first two choices to kick us off, get us moving. And I'm going to actually have the newest song of any on here. I think it was 1960. But this is Junior Wells.
What does the hell gonna hold around top? The people in town are gonna put the kid down on that. Look at what you do. You can call it what you want. I call it messing with the kid. You know the kid is no child, and I don't pay. I say what I mean what I say. But oh, yeah. Oh, look at what you do. You can call and what you want. I call and messing with the kid. Hey, look at that. Thank you. to do. You can call in what you want. I'll call in nothing with the cue. We're gonna take the kid's car and drive on home town and tell everybody you're not putting him down. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, look at what you do. You can call in what you want. I'll call in nothing but the... Yeah! Come on, baby!
T-Bone Walker with Jack McVeigh and the All-Stars, and that was Don't Leave Me, Baby from 1946. And before that, we had Junior Wells with Messing with the Kid. Carl, you mentioned 78s. That T-Bone Walker song was actually released on a 10-inch 78 RPM in 1946. And T-Bone Walker is basically the pioneer of the jump blues genre, which, you know, the boogie woogie laid right into that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. T-Bone Walker, again, from Texas.
Yes.
And Texas was a real melting pot of different styles and things like that. We'll get into that a little more as we get into my next group of songs. But one thing I do want to mention is Messing with the Kid. Okay? As everyone should know, I collected vinyl, and I had that on the original 45 from 1960 on Four Star Records. Oh,
yeah.
God, what great. You know, and that's worth some money, by the way.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, good
and
stuff.
It's funny that Junior Wells had been around for a long time, And mostly, you know, and he's known for his harmonica playing more than anything. Now, he and Little Walter were probably the two best harmonica players out there in the 1950s.
And oh, absolutely.
They came out Messing with Kid, and everybody did that song after that. I mentioned that one day on Facebook, and a couple of people said, well, I know this version. I know this version. They go, come on the show. Hear this version.
Yeah.
Just blows you right away. So that kicks me off of my jump and jive. What do you got for us, Boogie Woogie Man?
Okay, we're going to start with the earliest recording of Boogie Woogie on a 78, 1928. And it's the Pine Top Boogie. And, of course, what we're talking about is Pine Top Perkins. This is the Boogie Woogie as far as I'm concerned.
You sure wasn't Pine Top Smith?
Hold on. Give me a second. No, it's Pine Top. It's not Pine Top Smith. It is Pine Top Perkins.
Okay.
No, actually, it is Pine Top Smith. Jack. Sorry.
Hey,
I'm terrible.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm screwed up.
Hey, so did
you're
the Steelers. So,
fan.
Hey.
Yeah,
exactly. Give me a fucking break. Anyway,
Pine Top Smith.
We're going to start Pine Top Smith. We're going to do that. And then we've got another one, which is a surprise for you. Though not really, because you put it in the system.
Yeah,
but here we go.
I put them in 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So it's back to being a surprise. So,
okay. There you go. So, Pine Top's Boogie by Pine Top Smith. Go for it.
I want everybody to dance just like I tell you. And when I say hold yourself, everybody get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move a peg. And when I say get it, everybody do a boogie woogie. Hold yourself now. Boogie woogie. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, y'all get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself. Mess around. Now that's what I'm talking about. Here where Mr. Pine Top is. Now face the audience. And when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. And don't move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about.
someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want, little love, is bet you before you pass away.
Joe Turner singing, and that's Rollin' Pete. Now that comes from 1938. There was a lot of interest in Boogie Woogie because of John Hammond, and he did a concert at Carnegie Hall called From Spirituals to Swing, and it was Big Joe Turner, and it was also Mead Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons all playing together. And then they went to the Cafe Society in New York City. They would even do it on three pianos at the same time. And it would have been magnificent. I've never heard any of the recordings from that, if there were any. I'm not sure. But what I can tell you is that Rollin' Pete, what we just heard, is really considered one of the first rock and roll songs. And this is 1938. I want that to be clear. Because that song has been done so many times by so many different people. And it's a great song. So what are your thoughts on those two songs, TC?
Well, the second one was just fantastic. And I know the history of it, too. And, yes, as you said, it is considered one of the first rock and roll songs. What did you say, 38 it came out?
Yeah.
So like 15 years before rock and roll.
Now the recording you heard was 42. That's a 1942 recording. But the song came out in 38 at that concert.
Yeah. The interesting thing that you played, Pine Top Boogie, Pine Top Smith.
Yes.
He died, and actually they claim that that was the first use of the term boogie woogie in a song.
Yes.
You know, in the lyrics.
And notice also, one of the things I want to say about that, Ray Charles had to have heard that. Do the mess around.
Yeah.
No, shake that thing. How many times have we heard that?
Exactly. And you know, it's crazy. You know how Smith died?
No, tell me. Well, I do know how he died, but tell our listener.
He was 25 years old, got in a bar fight, and was shot to death. They claim that there are no known pictures of this guy anywhere. Do you know that?
No. Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah.
I did know that.
But the cool thing, like you said, about how he's talking about, you know, shake it and all that, messing around. And that was my segue. That's actually why I picked this next song. And my
okay,
next song is Mess Around by Ray Charles.
People too, I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced, you can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie for the study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around.
Believe in what my lips have to say. treat me right, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight,
okay, that was Little Willie John with Fever, and that song was 1956, and before that, Ray Charles with Mess Around, 1953, one of his very first hits, and Carl, we're talking about how Mess Around was influenced by Pine Top Boogie, but the writer of the song, Ahmet Armagan, did I say that right? The writer of the song actually listed Pete Johnson as an influence too. So you got a double on that one, buddy.
Yeah. Seriously.
The interesting thing about Little Willie John is he had a string of hits and all of a sudden shot into obscurity in 1960. And he actually died at the age of 51 in prison while he was doing a sentence for manslaughter. But, Ray Charles, of course, I love, you know, one thing I always loved about John Candy movies, or actually any movies he's been in, a lot of Ray Charles, a lot of cool songs. Mess Around was in, I think it was in Uncle Buck, I believe. But it's cool how they know it was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But it's always cool how, you know, and some good things about movies like that, you know, they bring out songs like, I can't think of which one I'm right now, but it was a Ray Charles obscure song. And I heard it in the movie, and of course that made me go look for the song. So it was cool.
And that's one of the things we love about music is, and what we want to impart to our listeners is, you know, if you find one of these songs interesting, check out the history, go back. See where it came from. That's some of the most interesting shit you'll ever listen to. You'll go down rabbit holes you didn't know existed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
By the way, I
have to applaud you picking the Little Willie John version of this, okay, which is the original version. Of course, most people know Fever by Peggy Lee, and I'm not dissing that version either. But I actually had the 45 of the Little Willie John, and I freaking love that. You know,
yeah, there's,
you know, that's,
remake it all you want. You're not going to touch that one.
No, you're not. You're not. Okay, so moving on, what we're going to do now is, you know, we've been talking about Texas, and I'll get into a little more of the history at the end of the show, just to give you a little history of how Boogie Woogie started. But Texas isn't the only place where Boogie Woogie developed, and each place had its own style. So we've got two coming on right now. The first one is the Chicago Breakdown by Big Maceo. You want to listen to this and see if you hear any difference in the piano, particularly the bass. And then we're going to move on from there to the St. Louis Blues and Boogie, and we'll talk about that after the two-song set. So start us with Chicago Breakdown by Big Maceo. Thank you.
And my next will slow the tempo a little bit. This is the boogie, the type of boogie that they were playing in St. Louis when I first came to St. Louis. Piano player couldn't play this type of boogie-woogie. He didn't get a job in one of the honky-tonks in St. Louis, round in Kenlock, in East St. Louis and what have you.
Was Memphis Slim doing the St. Louis Boogie. If you listen to the bass line of that, you'll notice it's basically just chords and then shifting from the 1-4-5. That's the only type of boogie I can actually play because it's simplified. But boy, that right hand isn't simplified, that's for sure. And I do have something to say about Memphis Slim. I was very, very lucky to have sat down at a dinner with him and had dinner with him at a friend's father's house up in Buffalo. He was touring, and he was up at a this was like 1972 or 73. I think it was 73. But I'm wrong about that. It was about 76, I think. It was when I was in college. But anyway, he was really something, and I was very, very happy to have done that, and just amazing. Amazing guy, and I love him. And of course, before that, we had Big Maceo and the Chicago Breakdown. So, what did you think of those two songs, TC?
Well, I mean, you can see the different styles, like you said. I mean, what you started out with, Texas Boogie Woogie. I think the St. Louis and the Chicago were more melodic. If you know what I mean, they weren't they sounded a little more structured than.
And that's because of the bass line. That's because of the bass line, no question.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right about that.
And that bass line, which, you know, like we're talking about all the piano and stuff, and then we get into the guitars, but that bass line's what really built the music from, you know, the beginning right up through. You know, how the bass lines developed, the music developed with it. You know, you could throw out
Absolutely.
The piano, you could bring in a guitar, whatever, but the bass line was just so strong all the way through all that music. It's just incredible. And remember, this is all back on double basses, too, and stuff. Yeah. Now, when they're, you know, no electric bass or anything like that. Even the bass line of the piano, you know, your left hand, you know. It's just incredible what they did.
Agreed.
So much
Agreed.
Talent. But
fuck yeah.
You went with the Chicago Breakdown, which I'm kind of like, it's almost like I'm answering you on everything, just like I answered with the messing around. But I'm going to focus on two guys from Chicago. And Carl and I are going to have a show in the near future. He's going to be gone for a couple weeks, then Halloween, and probably first part of November we're going to do this. Carl's going to take, and I'm going to take chess records. We're going to have a little stacks versus chess show.
Showdown.
And I actually, because you played that Chicago Breakdown, that inspired me to play two chess artists. And I'm going to start Muddy Waters.
Way. I may be getting old, but I've got the old-fashioned way. But I'm gonna love a good woman the rest of my natural day. If my heart's running gray, I know you think the way I feel. If my heart is turning gray, I know you think the way I feel. I may be snow up on the mountain, but I'll start out under the hill. Way. I may be getting old, but I've got the old-fashioned way. I don't worry about no young one, there'd be no one to take my place.
When you don't want me to do this.
know it ain't right to say what you did. You got another man and you can't keep it in.
Yeah, Little Walter there with It Ain't Right. And that was actually after he got in a fight with Leonard Chess and left and went to Checker Records and recorded that song. And before that, and that was 1957. And before that was Muddy Waters of Young Fashioned Ways, which was actually the B-side of Manish Boy, one of his biggest, earliest hits. So, and of course, Little Walter played harmonica on Young Fashioned Ways, and really Little Walter is the guy that brought harmonica to the forefront, kind of like a transcendent instrument from the piano to the harmonica and to rock and roll.
Absolutely. I need to correct you on one little thing. So Little Walter had a fight with Chess, with Phil Chess.
Yeah.
And he didn't leave Chess. He was demoted to the Checker label, which was owned by Chess.
Right.
Okay. He was demoted. So yeah. Yeah. But both of those great tunes had both of those 45s on Chess and Checker. You know, when I started recording or collecting, I was really into that 50s R&B and early rock and roll, and I love that stuff to this day. Absolutely.
You can pull out almost anything, just like that Muddy Waters is a B song, you know? I mean, there's just so much good stuff back there.
Oh, absolutely.
Things you never heard. I mean, like, sadly, a lot of people's exposure to it is like from American Graffiti or whatever movie, you know. There's
but
no.
Thank God,
like,
they do that. Thank
yeah,
God
exactly.
They do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, because like
doesn't matter how you discover it. It matters what happens once you discover it. Do you go back and check? Do you find other things by that artist? That's what we all try to do here.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. I've been doing that all my life.
That's it. And then you get to this point, you find this song. It's like, how the hell did I get here? What was I looking up in the first place? You know, I do it all the time. I'll be looking up something. And next thing I know, I'm way over there, you know, and it's like, okay, I like being way over here.
Yeah.
You know, someday I'll remember what I was first looking for. But that's
they're called rabbit holes for a reason.
Yep, that's the fun of it. The absolute fun of it is to be able to do that, you know. And I it just drives me fucking nuts, Carl. People our age, you know, like, well, I only like classic music. There hasn't been any good music written since the 70s. Well, okay, why don't you go back to the 50s? No, I only like the 70s. Fuck you.
No.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, we would both say the same thing.
Listen to the same shit you've heard 10,000 times. Yeah, I mean, all these songs we're hearing tonight, and I'm sure there's listeners out there that have never heard half of them, you know, and that is a good thing because now you know them. And now you're hearing names. You're hearing like Pine Top Smith and, you know, Little Walter and stuff like that, that you can go back and, you know, wow, I gotta hear more from this guy. And that's why we
absolutely
do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Without a doubt. Now, going back to where I was going and talk about Boogie Woogie, one of the things I sort of touched on, but, you know, Boogie Woogie started in East Texas. And Boogie Woogie is definitely connected to the railroad, to the railroad workers, the turpentine, and the hobo hobos and all of that. It's all connected. And where we're going now is we've got Boogie Woogie, but it jumps into different styles. And what we're going to do is go into a little bit of country. And this was the song that surprised you.
Yeah.
You knew all my songs with the exception of this one.
That's
this one is the Delmore Brothers. And what they did is they basically took Boogie Woogie, countrified it. And what we've got here at the first song is the Freight Train Boogie. So go for it, TC. Give us the Freight Train Boogie by the Delmore Brothers.
Jones, he was a mighty man, but now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver on his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Started ringing the bell, everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that was running the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line.
Let me in. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen. Let's move in the barnyard. Bad, 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 a sheep from another fold. Moo, moo, said the cow, let the butter roll. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Yes, the barnyard was jumping, everybody having their fling. Even old MacDonald had to do a little corny swing. Bow wow, said the dog in the circus, top meow, said the cat, now please don't stop. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard.
Let me tell you something. If you like the swing revival as TC does and you don't know Louis Jordan, I will kick you in the ass. Seriously.
Yeah, he's one of
Is
my
that
favorites.
Not a
that's
great
for sure.
Fucking tune, man. I mean, I'm chair dancing to that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned before how Big Bad Voodoo Daddy had an album, Louis, 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 which is Louis Jordan, Louis Prima, and Louis Armstrong. And Louis Jordan just, he tied it together, I think. I think he tied the boogie-woogie with the jump blues. He might have been the bridge, or at least one of them, that brought it into rock and roll. And
he was certainly a bridge to rock and roll. There's no question. I do want to mention very briefly, Joe Jackson also had an album called Jump and Jive, which featured mostly Louis Jordan tunes. So his influence is all over. You know, seriously.
So tell me a little more about the Delmar Brothers, who I don't know.
Okay, so the Delmar Brothers, that's really the only song I know, but it's really considered like the country blue, you know, boogie song. And of course you heard that boogie bass line in the guitar. Now, there were other people that did that too, Bob Wills. And basically, this is in the 50s this happened.
Yeah.
Tennessee Ernie Ford did some, Clippy Stone, Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West, and even Bill Haley and the Saddlemen did Sundown Boogie in 52 before Rock Around the Clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was, you know, it's really amazing how Boogie Woogie went into all different areas, including classical piano. Now, one of the pieces I didn't do was Gould. What's his first name? Morton Gould did a thing called Boogie Woogie Etude. And even if you listen to the second movement of Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 32, there's Boogie Woogie in there too. So I mean, seriously, it's all over, and it's wonderful. One of the things I do want to talk about very briefly is with Freight Train Boogie. That was released on a label called King Records. King Records came out of Cincinnati, and in many ways, it's not as major as Chess and Stax, you know, or Sun Records, but it had a wealth of really interesting artists and stylisms. I mean, so many people were in there, and just amazing stuff. So, you know, one of the things when I was collecting records, if I found a King 78 or I found a King 45, I immediately did it because you didn't know what you were going to get because it was all over the map and it was wonderful. And some of it wasn't my style, but, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out to King Records too.
Can you name anybody off those King Records that might be a recognizable name?
Yeah, give me a second. Here.
Okay, we'll bring it up. We'll talk later. Let's keep this going.
Yeah, we'll do that.
By the way, we got plenty of times. I did not do any birthdays tonight, so we'll be in good shape at the end. But we keep talking about how Boogie Woogie, moved into jump blues and jive blues, which moved into rock and roll. But there's a little other segment that popped off of the Boogie Woogie, and that's the R&B, rhythm and blues. And my first guy that I got coming up, well, actually, this is our last set, by the way, Amos Milbourne, who is, big name in R&B, 50s R&B, and this is Chicken Shack.
Hello, Cat, just got back. Looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall.
Rogers, Act Like You Love Me from the early 50s. Jimmy and Muddy Waters and Little Walter actually teamed up together in 1947, and everybody around Chicago was calling them the Headhunters because they were stealing jobs from everybody. They were so fucking good together. And before that, we had Chicken Shack. And are you familiar with that one, Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Amos Milburn.
I had a number of Amos Milburn 45s, man. Fucking great.
He was,
seriously.
Yeah, he was something. He was really, I mean, you know, he was a good-natured, upbeat, party tune guy, but he's considered R&B also. But I think he was one of the influential, you know, transcenders from the boogie-woogie into the R&B. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural progression. Because, you know, you take that bass line, you bring it into country, you bring it into jump blues, you bring it into R&B, it's all over. Seriously.
The influence of
Boogie Woogie is completely throughout music, no question.
Yeah, I mean, you take any rock band that you like now, or in the 70s or 80s or 90s, you're going to hear these bass lines, whether you know it or not. And it'd be cool if somebody was listening tonight and said, holy shit, I know that bass line from such and such song. You know, I mean, and that's where they came from.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. Well, Carl, that's all our songs for tonight.
I know. I do want to go back to King Music, record label, just momentarily. So... King was basically the hillbilly side of it. So that was a country. They actually had, if it's a king, it's a hillbilly. And the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey were two of their major people that recorded. But also Moon Mullican and Bill Beach are both in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. So they're in the, you know, nascent stage rockabilly. Now, they also owned, the people that owned King also owned Federal Records, which gave us Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Roy Brown, Champion Jack Dupree, Ivory Joe Hunter, Joe Tex, Johnny Guitar Watson, and Otis William and the Charms. So, I mean, And Federal came out with the first R&B song that jumped over to the pop charts, and that's Billy Ward and the Domino's 60 Minute Man, which
These
days
we're
going to have to do a dirty song compilation.
That's
or
a great
get back
song.
To that. I think we did one, actually.
People might know that from the movie Bull Durham. It was in there. So they might know 60 Minute Man from there. So again, with the movies, you know, I mean, when you hear something, of course, I knew the song before, but when I first saw the movie, it's like, well, yeah, good use, good placement. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, Carl, we could have played 90 songs apiece tonight.
Oh, easily. There's so many people I missed. you know, and so many songs and double up on people because, man, the amount of boogie woogie and, of course, jump blues and what you were doing is just tremendous. And and again, I have to say to our listeners, please, please, if any of this interests you, you know, dig into it. If you want some help in doing that, message me. You know, message TC. You know, let us know. We'll be glad to give you examples we have and suggestions. So absolutely.
And we'll be happy to hand out homework, too.
That, too. Absolutely.
But after every show.
I used to do a music appreciation class with a bunch of Hispanic kids at this little performance place when I was in Queens, and I would play this stuff and their eyes would bug out. Now that doesn't mean they liked it, but you know, just introducing them to these things, I think, was really important. And I believe in that 100%. So that's all I can say.
They don't have to like it, but all it has to do is expand their mind a little bit. Like they heard an element of it.
Yeah.
It's like the bass line. Okay, that song sucked, but boy, I really like that bass line. You know, where can I find that? Where was it been used again? You know, and after every show, immediately, I post on my Facebook page and on Rock This Town Radio with TC's Facebook page, the set list. So you got the songs. You got the names, the artists, right in front of you. You know, I never wanted to do a show where somebody goes, "What the hell was that one song they played I really like?" You'll see it. And go ahead and look these people up. So that's our Boogie Woogie, Jive and Jump Blues show. The next one Carla and I will be doing, probably, well, it sounds like in about a month from now. But we mentioned Stax Records. Tell us about your vacation, Carl, what you're going to do.
So I'm leaving on Friday, and I'm flying down to Memphis. I'm going to be spending time with Rachel, my co-host, and her husband, Jeremy, and her two kids. And we're going to check out Memphis. And also we'll be taking a trip to Knoxville to visit my former partner, Stephen Ronquillo. And it's all, you know, about getting together with people and just having a good time and being with the people that actually I've never met in person, but mean so much to me. And so that's what's happening. I leave on the 14th and I come back on the 24th. So I'll be gone for 10 days. Now, that doesn't mean we won't have shows during that time, but we're not going to have that many shows during that time. Trust me.
Okay,
but,
so what do you got,
what
do you got coming
doing.
Up? What do you got coming up before you leave?
Okay, so this is what we've got, okay? So on Tuesday, we've got a commentary watch on one of my favorite strange, weird, quirky vampire movies. And it's Blood and Donuts. And all I will say about it is it's odd, and it also has director David Cronenberg in an acting role as a mafia boss. Okay, think about that for a second. Kind of interesting, quirky, fun movie, and it's on Criterion, and we hope that you join us for that. Also on Thursday, we continue our Doctor Who series with Rachel and with Vicky Love, and we're going to be talking about our favorite companions, classic and the reboot. So we'll be talking about that, and that series is going to go at least 4 or 5 episodes. So we're really doing a real deep dive. On Friday, which is the 14th, Cathar Gray Mission and Adam Ferenc, the host, are going to be doing a show on The Outer Limits. Unfortunately, I'll be missing that. But that's going to be a real good one. I will also tell you that upcoming, though not set in stone yet, is when they're happening, is we're doing a series called weird horror shit from Insert the Country. And I can tell you that during my vacation, we will be doing one from Germany. I can also tell you that on the 25th, the day after I come back, we'll be doing Canada. On the 30th, we will be, we're actually going to kick you off the air on the 30th. We'll probably do your show on the 29th. We have Noel Varick coming in, and he is the premier film reviewer for the Philippines, and we're going to do weird shit from the Philippines. We are also sometime in this area, and I got to book it this week. We're doing Asian, and we're going to do Mexican, and hopefully we'll even throw Italy into the mix. So we've got a bunch of stuff that we're working on right now, getting things together. One other thing I do want to say is that we want to congratulate our friend Joe Badon. Joe is a film director that's been on my show several times and on the ISF show several times. He directed a great movie called Sister Tempest, which is now out on Tubi, and you can watch that for free. But he just directed a music video for the psych/indie band Vivian, and they're out of New Orleans, and so is he. And it just dropped today, and I put it on my page. I also sent it to TC and Rachel. And guys, you want to check this out because it is a fucking blast.
I'll put the link on my page too. So, and on Rocket Town Radio with TC, if everybody wants to see it, it will be there. And
absolutely.
I'll keep an eye on what you're doing on vacation. Of course, I will announce it on our show, like during housekeeping at the end, what you're doing, plus checking the other schedule.
And you know what?
Network.
You know, if I have time, I might even call in and surprise you. You never know.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Carl,
yeah, particularly if Pittsburgh wins another game, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let's all hold our breath on that one. But
fuck you.
Everything Carl mentioned is available to hear live or in the archives on Deviant Legion Network. Check out our shows. Carl,
absolutely.
Have a great vacation, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Yep. And
yeah, this is my first in a long time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Give Rachel a big hug for me. Give Jeremy a big hug for me. And pick out some random street person on Beale Street in Memphis and give them a big hug for me. Smellier
absolutely.
The better.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
I can do that.
Yeah, he's going to be going to Stax Records, a fucker. I didn't mention that part. So,
yeah,
okay,
I'm actually
buddy.
Going to get a private tour, it looks like.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
We'll
okay,
talk
man.
About that when I get back.
Yeah, I'll give you a call when we're done with the show. Let's wrap this up. Everybody, you want to check out my YouTube videos? My channel is TCC77. This last Wednesday, I went to see one of my favorite bands over the years, Southern Culture on the Skids. And they were phenomenal. They're out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I played them on here before. I got 12 new videos up of them. And the surprising band, the opening band, it was from here in Pittsburgh. I never heard of them. They're called Polka Maniacs. And I put 5 songs of theirs up there, and they were good. I really enjoyed them. So that's my YouTube channel, TCC77. That's going to wrap it up. Carl, you want to say goodnight?
I'll say goodnight. Goodnight.
All right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And everybody else, thanks for joining us. I hope everybody had a great time like we did, maybe learned something. I did. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.